is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and we kick off hour number three of the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. By the way, before I forget to announce it, Torgo, you're going to be filling in on a bonus day this week.
I am.
That's right. Mark is going out of town for one of his lame little self-improvement seminars.
Mm-hmm. I need someone to tell me I'm not worth anything in order to feel like I am.
I'm okay and you're fat.
So you are not okay.
He's going to be out of town.
You are fat.
I certainly am.
So Torgo
and
will
Ian's
be...
just a jerk.
And you have sex toys. We've already determined.
What are you talking about? I have no sex toys.
Denial is the most common.
I've got plenty of porn. No sex toys.
Hmm. Well, anyway, Torgo's
what am I
going to
do with it?
We're figuring that out.
What we're doing is we're making it a point not to let you finish the sentence.
So Torgo's joining us on Saturday night.
Yes, I am.
800-259-9231. We got to go to the phones, to the fun. This is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Paula, because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Paula in Florida. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
hi,
Paula.
Listen, did y'all hear about that there's a possibility we're going to be hit on August 22nd?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hit by what?
I tell you what, we found out today that Cheney was behind all this crap.
Wait, slow down. Torgo had a question and you missed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paula, hit by what? What do you mean? Because
they
I'm not
believe
aware.
That Israel and us are both going to be hit on August 22nd.
Hmm, who's they?
Some people that we talked that was on Alex Jones today.
Oh, okay.
They said that Cheney had planned this whole thing, so I called the reps about it and they said, well, were you really surprised? I said, no. But I tell you what, we need to get them out of office quick.
Yeah.
We need this impeachment.
Well, we can't
done.
Get them out by August 22nd. So what's going to happen?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If it does happen, they said our country's planning this.
Hey, wait a minute. Paul, aren't you the same person who predicted that the world was going to end in July or something?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
You know, I could swear that there's an article about you on our wiki. Did you know that there's actually a page on our wiki just about you, Paula?
Why?
Because people like you, our listeners.
You get fans. You're a frequent caller to the show, and, you know, people listen to the things you have to say, and so we've got...
Well, aren't you guys, I mean, have you looked at the way things are really happening? Like, this thing that SureTop is doing with, like, the people on the planes, like, now that the babies can't have their teething ring, you can't have mascara on the plane, I mean, bombs in baby shoes. I mean, this is a little sick.
Yeah, I agree with you that the security crackdowns are insane. I'm sorry, Paula. I made a mistake. Apparently, according to our wiki, it wasn't you. It was someone else that sounds just like you that's only called the show once. Her name was Ginger, and she called in to tell us that the world was going to fall apart on June 1st, 2006, which obviously didn't come true. Now, if it
Where'd
doesn't
they ever
happen,
get that idea?
I don't know. If it doesn't happen on August 22nd...
They're just saying there's a possibility. And, I mean, they say it has something to do with the Muslims and there's...
But isn't there a possibility that it could happen every single day? What's the point in saying that it's going to be one particular day? I mean, if you're going to make a prediction...
Well, it has something
to
do with a Muslim prophecy.
Okay.
And,
let me give you just a few tips on making predictions, Paula. If you're going to make a prediction for real, then you have to stick with it. You can't just say, well, there's a possibility that something's going to happen on August 22nd, because that's not really even a prediction, because you can say there's a possibility that something's going to happen every single day.
I hope it doesn't, but I mean, the thing is, this whole administration that's in here, they all need to be kicked out. I mean, they've got the impeachment written up, it's in the judiciary, and nobody's doing anything.
Right. Well, and they do need to, you know, be forced out. I'll agree with you on that 100%. But, you know, just kind of back to Ian's point on making predictions. Back in May, you did give us a call here and made the claim that all talk radio was going to be forced off the air.
There was talk about this, that they were going to start taking some of the radio off the air.
Right.
But I heard about it.
That Air America, the...
that was one of them they mentioned, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was all that it was about. Hey, Paul, anything else on your mind?
I think talk radio is very important. I really do.
Yeah, we can tell.
It really upset me when I saw this. But anyway, I called SureTop's office today, and I checked him out.
Is he your brother, too?
No.
Cousin.
We're all family, honey. We're all cousins.
I see.
But the thing is, this SureTop guy, do you know who he is?
I don't know.
He's from the Romanoff family.
Is he a Mandalorian, too?
Huh?
What? Is he a Mandalorian, too?
Those are the bounty hunters in Star Wars.
Something like that.
No, the Romanoffs were from Russia.
Very good. Thanks for the info, Paula. We really appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231.
She said that they were
some tribe of something or other dropped an M word, and I just thought I'd throw in Mandalorian.
But the Romanovs were from Russia, and that's what's important.
Yes.
Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Good, sir.
This is going to feel kind of time capsule-ish because I'm in an area that we don't, they don't broadcast you, so I get to only on podcast.
Oh, okay. That's all right. What's on your mind?
I'm a recent listener, and the one of the last shows that I just listened to, there was a gentleman there who talked about counter-racism.
Yeah, that would be Sin Q. We had him on the show a little while back.
Yes. Well, he stopped to get the definition of Semite, but did not stop to get the definition of racism,
mm-hmm.
which is the inherent belief of superiority based upon race. It has nothing to do with the person or the color of the person who is practicing it.
Yeah, Sin Q had this strange belief that all racists or only white people can be racist, and it just didn't seem to be based on much at all.
Well, he's obviously modifying the term racist to meet his desires.
It's intellectually dishonest.
Well, it is sort of. I mean, what if he created a new word that described, you know, what it was that he wanted? Would that be intellectually dishonest?
No, absolutely not, because that's not taking a word that already has a definition and redefining it to fit what you want to say. You know, it's just like the word discrimination. I think we've overplayed that word in our society. I mean, discrimination, the definition of which being to be able to recognize the difference between.
Sure.
I discriminate, and I'm sorry to your St. Louis listeners, but I discriminate against Budweiser every day when I refuse to buy their products I don't like.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Why do you dislike Budweiser products? I don't generally buy them either. I try to drink Sam Adams just because I like the name, but go ahead.
I'm more of a Labatt's Ale. I like, their stuff is just too light for me. My tastes are a little different.
You're a discriminating drinker.
I see. So you're not discriminating against them for any reason other than you just don't particularly like the beer.
Well, I recognize the difference between their beer and somebody else's, and I like somebody else's beer better.
I see.
Really, apparently, when Johnson had booked Sin Q for the show, he wasn't actually aware that he had that particular viewpoint, so we were all pretty surprised to hear that. We had pretty much brought him on to bring that point up about the anti-Semitism, which we found pretty interesting. Anything else on your mind?
I've been practicing counter-racism my whole life.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man.
There's one other thing.
Yes.
You were talking about the property rights in New Hampshire about the General United Security System campus confiscated.
Yes.
Those police, and I don't know if anyone had brought this up, maybe off the air, but those police don't have to consent to being videotaped because there is no expectation of privacy in public, for one, and for two, as long as you're on the government or the taxpayers' dime, everything you do should be open to scrutiny.
Well, we totally agree with
right.
you.
Right. I mean, if you want a convenience store, you should be able to videotape your workers there at the counter. Why wouldn't you be able to? Since the cops work for us, why wouldn't we be able to videotape them at any time?
Not only should we be able to videotape them at any time, but they should not have any right to know that they are being videotaped. If you want to inform them, you should be able to, but you shouldn't have to. Unfortunately, the police disagree, and as a result, they've kept Michael Gannon's surveillance stuff. In fact, they even took a TV out of his house, and they've kept that, too. We found that out later on.
Wow, maybe it's bigger than the one they have at the station.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, or at least bigger than one of the cops had at home, and he took it home and swapped it out with his. I bet the police chief himself has probably got the surveillance system hooked up in his house now. They're nothing but thieves with badges. 800-259-9231, and I wish I could say something nice about him, but I got nothing to say. 1-800-259-9231. All right, let's move on. Since we're done with the calls are dry at the moment, you can dial up and bring up anything. But we're going to talk about the new KKK. Torgo, they
yes.
are out there, and they're in at least one high school.
Yes, they certainly
and
are.
And this is pretty disturbing.
Shocking.
We're going to bring you all the details here in moments. The new KKK at the high school level, it's really sick. 800-259-9231. Nope, they're not burning crosses anymore. Things are a little bit different with this KKK. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Do DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Well, looks like the KKK is back, except not in the way you thought that it was the KKK. Torgo, what's the deal here?
Okay, well, this is a story out of Jefferson County, Texas. And apparently a ninth grade coach at Ozen High School and a former student at the school were both indicted on Thursday of last week by a grand jury for sexual offenses against at least one female student that are alleged to have occurred in the athletic field house at the high school. Let's see. Tommy Floyd Granger, a teacher's aide who
was... What's this have to do with KKK?
You'll see in a moment.
Okay.
Tommy Floyd Granger, a teacher's aide who at one time was also a ninth grade coach, was indicted on charges of indecency with a child, and the former student was indicted on charges of sexual assault with a child. According to the information obtained by this news source here, Granger and the other guy, Bell, were involved with what was known as the 3K Club, which is the... That's where the KKK name came from, 3Ks.
I see.
The 3K Club, which provided 9th and 10th grade girls to several athletes for sexual favors.
It so just provided them, huh?
Provided the, girls to the athletes.
The 3K Club were pimps.
No. The 3K Club were... The girls were part of the 3K Club.
I see.
So
really?
It was both. It was pimps and it was the...
The brothel. Virtual brothel.
Yes, except the athletes didn't have to pay anything, except maybe by performing well on the field. let's see. This is the worst name ever, too.
I think we can say it on the air. I don't think it's pandering.
No, it's not. The 3K Club is short for Coochie Kissing Click.
Oh, my.
And Click, K-L-I-C-K, in order to be able to get that third K in there.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
It's not even close.
No, not...
It's such a silly name, I find it even hard to believe that this is even true.
Yep, the case was presented to the grand jury by the local police department, which began an investigation after the alleged victim confided in her mother. Detective John Bowles said the incident took place in 2001 when the girl was 14 years old. He said the teen was inducted into what was commonly known to students at the school as the 3K Club, in which underclassmen girls were presented to upperclassmen boys for sexual favors. I love how they use the term presented to. Mm-hmm. They've done it twice so far. Mm. They say that these girls were presented to the boys. I'm wondering if they had some sort of a ceremony involved where, you know, a couple of them were carried in and, like, they're handed over, like, on a plate of some sort. Just a large serving tray.
Now, were the girls incentivized monetarily? I'm not quite understanding.
It doesn't make that clear.
No. It appears that these girls were ones who had an interest in the athletes. Like, oh, he's so dreamy. And so then the guys who were responsible for doing the presentation would say, really? Well, maybe I could help you get together with him for a little while. Just join the club. And so they join the club, and they, all right, climb on the platter, and they take him into the locker room.
Club and the platter.
Yep.
Very strange.
Did this actually happen on campus?
Yeah, in the athletic field house.
Okay.
It was pretty common. One of the police detective here said in an interview, it was pretty common knowledge amongst the students and recent graduates of the school that I spoke with. He says when he asked how or why young girls were recruited into the club, said it was his understanding that girls were introduced to upperclassmen and recent graduates that they were enamored with. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So that's it. They got what they wanted. They were too, timid to go up and approach them on their own, so they joined the KKK.
See, but,
the 3K, excuse me.
Right, but I don't understand why it was that big of a deal. It's not like this girl didn't know what she was getting into at the time. You know, several students that were questioned by the newspaper laughed when they were asked about the 3K Club. Nearly all of those students said that they knew what it was.
Wow.
So... The people who are doing this know what they're doing. It's like, This is the club where you get to have sex with the football players.
Right.
It's the football player hooker club.
Right, it's the football player hooker club. The football players and the coaches. You know, this is the club where you get to have sex with the jocks.
You've got a funny look on your face, Mark, but remember, we just did a story not two weeks ago about a 15-year-old girl getting caught in a car with some guy at 3 a.m. having sex with him, and it turned out that she was a prostitute, a teenage prostitute, and she claimed that her pimp was the assistant coach at the school. And this wasn't even the same school.
I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying it's...
It's amazing.
I like the quote here. This makes me want to punch this cop. The detective says that the girl had been upset about the events and decided that she wanted to let her mother know what had been going on. He says, this is a really good kid. It was a tough thing for her to do. She's not a good kid. She's not at all.
She joined the 3K club.
She might have felt bad about herself afterwards, but I think she felt bad about herself beforehand. Otherwise, she wouldn't have joined to begin with. She's not... she's so brave for coming forward after being sexually assaulted. She wasn't assaulted. She asked for it.
Yeah, it's not like they took this girl off of... It's not like they abducted her out of the hallways of the school, put a bandana around her face, and then raped her. I mean, this was a totally consensual act.
Right.
So the story says.
Exactly. Well, so does
everyone say.
So the story says, so all the students say, so does the alleged victim. So everyone involved, there is no one who is denying that it was consensual.
Okay, good. Then it must be.
And if she was presented to other high schoolers, if she was presented to other high schoolers, then there's not statutory rape there because no one was an adult unless they were a senior.
No, the coach.
Oh, the coach was also having sex with them?
The coach was involved in the act. They won't say what took place.
I see.
They just say that the coach was involved in some fashion. He may have been the one to unlock the field house and let them go in there and use it, and that might have been his involvement. He might have been there encouraging them. He might have been actively participating. I don't know.
Well, I've got a separate article here where they interviewed young Zach Randall, who's 16. He said that he's heard talk of the alleged sex ring, but he doesn't believe it. He says, it's just rumors and gossip. Girls who don't know what else to do with themselves. Apparently, the teacher involved here is well-liked at the school, said that apparently Randall also often went to him for advice and guidance, saying, quote, he's a good coach and a good person to talk to if you don't have a father figure to turn to. Said he'd heard of the group, but he thought it wasn't around campus anymore.
Does it sound... It could just be rumors?
That's what they're saying.
High school is rife with rumors.
It could be, but this girl is not... She's claiming it happened. This 14-year-old girl is claiming it happened.
But in what manner did it happen? I mean, presented to an athlete for sex? Hey, here's my friend Brad. He's the quarterback.
I mean, it's very possible that there are rumors of a 3K club going around campus, and this girl got involved with a football player and the coach, and she didn't like it afterwards, you know, and so she decided she was going to blame it all on the mythical 3K club in order to get these guys in trouble.
Could very well be. Have you ever experienced anything like this in your high school? Does this just go on today? How long has this stuff been going on? Have you seen any of this? 800-259-9231. I want to hear your stories. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. or go to gcnlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this story from, I don't even know where it was, Ozark or something?
Jefferson County, Texas.
Jefferson County, Texas, where authorities have uncovered a sex club, allegedly. It's called the 3K Club. At the local high school, and they've come across it because one of the young ladies that was attending the high school, she's come out and claimed that there is this club and that she was inducted into it, and as a result, she was presented for sex to some of the upperclassmen, to
right.
some of the football players.
To another student, yeah.
And she wasn't forced into this. She did voluntarily submit herself to join this this club, so really, what...
Chaste little lady that she is.
What the
She's a good kid.
So what the issue is
here... apparently Rogered most of the football team.
At least one of them. And maybe the coach apparently was involved as well. But what I want to know is, how widespread is this? I mean, we've had two different... we've had two different stories about it. What is tantamount to teenage prostitution. I understand she didn't actually sell herself in this case, but you've got a kind of a, like a pimp ring in this high school, and there was also another pimp, another coach who was acting as a pimp for teenage girls in a different high school 2 weeks ago. I mean, is this just going on now, or is this stuff going on forever and just that I was totally totally oblivious to it in my high school?
Well, back when I was a big football star in my high school, I'm lying.
Yeah. This doesn't sound right.
I don't know, man. You've got the size. You could have been one of those positions, like one of those guys that stands there and just blocks people. Yeah.
Well, I used to play tackle at one point, but not any longer.
1-800-259-9231. So I want to know what your experience in high school was. Are these things for real, or is this just something this girl made up? Let's go to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes. About this sex ring.
Yeah. Why are you laughing, Torgo?
What's on your mind?
Yes. Oh, okay.
That's all. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. About this sex ring that you guys are talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You voiced a question earlier, Have these been going on forever, or is this just new?
Mm-hmm.
My personal theory is that this has been going on forever, and that it's just our culture today that puts it more into the open.
Hmm. Do you have anything to base that on?
Well, the more media desensitization to this sort of sexual topics. For example, in 1958, I'm sure you had girls who, you know, would give, you know, sex to football players, but it was just not out in the open because it was just a different time. I believe that's the times now that has made a more culture, a more awareness.
Right. As time has gone on and our culture has changed, women have gotten more and more of this idea that they're allowed to stand up for themselves or something, and it's nonsense.
I've talked to older guys, and they said it was just plain old harder to, procure sex back then than it is now.
You're saying that
they
are
young
now?
They aren't younger now, so they don't know for sure, but I've talked to other older guys, and they said it was hard. And I would say it wasn't hard in high school. And I'm sure people in high school would say it's not hard either.
Serge, how are you doing there in high school up there in New York?
Okay.
Yeah, you probably should just stay away from it. It's just going to bring you trouble, really.
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what Ian did. He waited until he was,
22?
22?
Yeah,
37.
He's still waiting.
All right, Serge, thanks for the info, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's good. That's a fair speculation, I think, to say that the news media of today is much more sensational. I mean, a headline like the 3K Club, this idea that there's this hidden club operating underground in the high school, that's kind of sensational, and people are going to respond to that. And it might get them a little, for a few ratings, a few extra readers, radio show or two talking about it. 800-259-9231. Now, let's continue with the calls here. Let's go to Clint in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Clint, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was asked to call back Saturday night. In Indianapolis, we only get your guys' show on Saturday night, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and I have
tragedy.
To download it. I have to download it later.
Now, wait.
During the weekday.
Was your name Clint on Saturday night? Did the board not get your name right?
No, it's Quentin.
Okay, Quentin.
Yeah, like Quentin Tarantino.
Right. So, Quentin, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Were you the guy that wanted to wipe out every Muslim?
No.
Okay.
I was the one calling about the guy that wanted to wipe out every Muslim.
Oh, okay.
Just to get it clear, I got to know. There were a lot of callers, and I don't know all their...
No, I
generally remember their name through the call, and that's about it.
And to be fair, Quentin, I have no idea who you are because I'm not here on Saturdays.
So what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to talk about it. It may not be good. Of course, it's not going to be good to wipe out every Muslim, but in every religion, you're going to have fundamentalists to the right. You know, we have them here in Christianity. I don't know. We have people that translate the Bible literally in saying that we should take up snakes, poisonous snakes, and handle poisonous snakes, and drink strychnine aplenty. And
I don't think those are the... I don't think those are the extremists that we generally deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean,
I think
that our fundamentalists would probably be most, it would be easiest to see them by standing against, say, gay unions and, being against abortion in all circumstances.
Yeah, but, that's just an example. But what we need to go after is the snake-handling versions of Muslims over there. The people that have taken the Quran way too literally.
Why do you, when you say when we have to go after, who's we and how are we going after them?
I would say it's going to take at least 20, 25 years.
This sounds like George Bush's, it's going to take a long time, it's going to take some hard
work.
Well,
I know
kind of plan.
But that makes sense. Because of the way a lot of the educational system works in the Middle East, I speak Arabic. I train soldiers in the military to better be able to conquer the Arabic language barrier by basically messing with them in Arabic all day. So they wouldn't be flabbergasted when they went overseas and had to confront that.
So you're saying it's going to take 20 to 25 years. What's going to happen in over that two decades? What's going
to happen? Basically, what you have going on in the Middle East is that a lot of the populace gets their education directly from the mosque, especially the poor populace.
Uh-huh.
And these people are raised thinking that they have no other option than to have a better life with Allah by becoming a martyr and strapping a suicide bomb to their chest. You have the same thing going on with the Tamil Tigers of Ilam in Sri Lanka.
All right, so what about
it? It's a very common theme in terrorism. what you need to rebuild is the infrastructure there. That way they have another option for an educational system.
Who's going to pay for that?
Not,
Who's paying for it?
Well, I would say their governments once they've been revamped, I guess.
I think we got that song and dance, that horse and that dog and pony show with the Iraq War, because,
yes,
you know, at some point, their oil's going to start paying for it. Yeah, well, we're almost at $1 trillion now.
Now, Saddam had a good idea. He nationalized the oil system, and most of the citizens didn't have to pay taxes at all.
It's a crappy idea to nationalize anything, personally.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I mean, it's a good idea if you want to steal a bunch of money from your citizens, which is what they're doing with this Iraq War. They're taking my money, making me pay for it, and I don't want to do it. And I don't want to build schools to get the Muslim kids away from the mullahs and all that other stuff. What I want to do is I want to bring the troops back to the United States, and then I want to leave the Muslim countries alone. And then the only reason that they would have to come over here, the only reason they would attack us, is if, in fact, they did hate our freedom, they did hate Britney Spears, and they did hate Coca-Cola. Now, I believe in my heart that they don't. I don't think that's the real reason. I think it's because we're over there, we're supporting despotic rulers in Syria, Saudi Arabia.
Right.
We're supporting these people and keeping them in power with money and weapons. I mean, you could overthrow the Saudi Arabian sheikdom?
Oh, I wish we could. And I wish we can encourage an overthrow of that government, because basically...
I don't think we should encourage an overthrow of any government. Let the people do it. Who encouraged the overthrow of this government? We had a revolution here, and we did it ourselves. You can't give people freedom. You can't give people liberty. They've got to earn it.
Yeah, Quentin, forget about the 20-year plan. Forget about the 25 years. And let's just bring the troops home, and let's just... let's explore this a little bit more. Hang on, let me bring you back. 800-259-9231. This is a serious issue, and I want to make sure we communicate it correctly. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit.
worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything is totally free, whether it be the bulletin board system, the archives, updates, or more. It's all on the house. Now, in return for giving all that stuff away, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show via our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we're asking is $3 a month. So you send us $3 a month, we take it and turn it right back around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy radio industry advertising. We buy internet advertising. We get the show out on more stations, more internet connections, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that's important to you, then you really should consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 280 of our listeners have done. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about the perks. You get access to classic archives and more as an amplifier. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Quentin in Indianapolis. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to make a point, another point. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You said that we overthrew our tyrants 225 years ago.
Yeah.
And I will concede that point. But I would say nowadays it's almost impossible for a populace to overthrow their government now with the rise
of
technology.
Do you know why? Because we keep on supporting their leaders.
Well,
of course
yeah,
it is. That's why they're flying planes into our buildings, because they have to kill us before they can go stop their leaders, because we're going to keep on supplying them with arms. Look, if we stop giving them money so they can go buy these superior arms, then they'd have to either be nicer to their people, or they'd have to crack down on their people to get the money, and then their people would revolt, or not,
yeah,
in the case of Cuba.
So yeah, what do you think... Quentin, what did you think about what we were talking about before? Instead of this 20-year plan, which is going to cost untold billions upon billions of dollars, why don't we just bring everybody home, back to the United States, and mind our own business? How's that sound?
It would just encourage. It would not stop people trying to blow up buildings and fly planes into our buildings.
Why?
Yeah. This is a shrewd way of looking at the Iraqi war, and I apologize for being so. But you had apocalypse trying to attack. You had people attack us here. They blew up the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They killed 3,000 of our civilians.
Okay.
We have a group.
So
of people.
Foreign people attacked, or foreign people committed a crime in the United States.
Yep.
Yeah.
Foreign Mexicans. Before you go any farther, Mexicans. Mexican nationals commit probably. They probably kill as many, if not more, people per year than what occurred in the World Trade Center. Should we declare war on Mexico?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
then what you're saying might be a little crazy.
No.
Well, you didn't let him finish what he was saying. Quentin, please finish your point. You were saying they've killed 3,000 people.
They killed 3,000 of our civilians. Civilians. Okay, people that were not at war. We have a group of people, and this is why it's a shrewd way of looking at the Iraqi war. We have a group of people that have taken oaths to help to protect our civilians here in the States. And so what do? Change the venue. Have the, instead of having the bullseye target on our civilians, have the bullseye target on people that are willing and well, better able equipped to defend themselves.
The bullseye target isn't occurring that way, though. You're saying, let's keep the war over there instead of bringing it over here. And I'll admit to you, definitely terrorists have moved into Iraq in order to fight us, but we've created 90% of the people we're fighting are Iraqis, which means that there's, you know, the 100,000 civilians that have died in this war, the families and friends and sons and husbands of those people are trying to kill us, and rightly so.
Wait, did you just say 90% of the people that were fighting in Iraq are
absolutely
Iraqis?
That's what that's the news coming out of there. I do this crap for a living.
No, yeah, that's the news coming out of there.
It's a damn lie, huh?
It is.
Okay, what's the number?
I have no idea, but from
he doesn't know who it is.
They're Syrians, Lebanese, Saudis. And they're all
there certainly is a contingent of Al-Qaeda. We're certainly fighting a contingent of Al-Qaeda over there.
But even if it's
true, even if it was true,
that's just more of a police nature when one of our people get killed.
Quentin, even if what you're saying is true, let's say Mark is all wrong about his 90%. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say it's only 10% Iraqis and 90% Sudanese, etc., all those other groups you mentioned. The reason why they're taking the opportunity to kill American troops is because we killed their friends, their family members over the past several decades. We've been meddling in those countries' affairs for years, Quentin, and it's coming back to bite us now. Don't you understand that?
They're not. If it is the 10%, it'd probably be 10% of the Sunnis over there that have been.
Are you just going to quibble with numbers about me? Do you understand what I'm saying about why these people are attacking us?
I have worked. My job for the military, I was the only Arabic-speaking non-foreign national.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was Iraqis. And I have discussed them at length, the situation over there. The Ba'ath Party was Sunni. It was Sunni-led, and they governed over an 85% majority Shia.
This is all very interesting, and what's the point?
The point is, anytime you have a minority power ruling over majority, and once that it's going to create problems. Okay.
Well, it's going to create problems whether it's a majority or a minority. It doesn't matter. I mean, how happy are the Indians over there that we're ruling over them? That's nonsense.
The mix of the countries is not what we're talking about here, Quentin. What we're talking about is a cycle of violence. The United States has been messing with those countries' business, regardless of who's in charge and what groups are where. We've been over there killing people and screwing things up for decades. Do you understand how that is bringing consequences to us now? Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah, but...
But
so
it's okay.
Why don't we just stop?
Look, it was the English who created Iraq in the first place. The Sunnis and the Shias wouldn't be stuck in the same country. Then Bush makes a deal with Turkey and says, okay, we won't create Kurdistan. I mean, can't the white people stay out of those people's business? Of course they want
to
kill us, Quentin.
They
of course they do.
That.
What?
What?
They wanted to kill us before then.
When?
Before when?
What are you talking about? How many Iraqis came over here?
Before when?
Oh, I'm talking about the Ba'ath Party's alliance with the Nazis even before Iraq was created.
They wanted to kill people in America before Nazi Germany?
They didn't want to kill people in America. They wanted to kill our allies.
Sir. Okay, I understand. Let me give you a little briefing here on what the founding fathers of this country thought. The founding fathers of this country, including, I believe, Thomas Jefferson, to paraphrase him, he said that we should have essentially trade with all countries and entangling alliances with none. So we violated what our founding fathers had intended by creating alliances in the first place. How do you feel about this? Why don't we just abolish all alliances with all the countries around the world, bring all the troops home, and mind our own effing business, Quentin? What's wrong with that?
Well, the isolationism did not stop.
That's not isolationism!
That's not isolationism. That is simply neutrality, sir.
Isolationism.
Isolationism is shutting off all trade, shutting off people coming and going. What we're talking about...
We have a capitalist society that is ruled by the mighty dollar. We're trying to protect our monetary interests anywhere if we're just going to trade.
They're not our monetary interests, Quentin. I have no monetary interests in the Middle East. Is what it is it's using the government as a hitman. It's the corporations using the government as a hitman, and I've got to pay for it.
Yeah, Quentin, how about this
angle? Do you understand how freaking unfair that is?
How about this angle on it? We are all paying for this violence in the Middle East, but yet we might not necessarily agree with it. You and your crew, Quentin, you might think it's all hunky-dory, but here at Free Talk Live, we've got a real objection to it. So let's say Free Talk Live decides we're all stopping, as of now, paying as many federal taxes as we can possibly pay. We're just going to stop paying them. What would you have done to us?
I wouldn't have anything done to you.
Oh, but wait a minute. Where's all the money going to come from to fight these battles? Where's the money going to come from to fight these wars you want to fight? What if the majority of Americans that disagrees with this war in Iraq all of a sudden stopped paying money to the federal government? What would happen then, Quentin?
That'd be a fantastic example of civil disobedience, and we would probably have to stop the war. We would have to.
But then, wouldn't everything go to chaos? Wouldn't all of these attacks start happening in the United States? They start killing us? Is that what you would think would happen?
Well, I would concede that they would. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
See, now, Quentin, you say you wouldn't do anything to us, but the people who are acting in your name, the government, absolutely would. If it had the chance to go after a so-called tax dodger, then it would. It would throw us in jail. And if we didn't want to go to jail, it would kill us. This government that's supposed to be protecting us is actually threatening our freedoms by threatening to kill us and jail us if we don't pay taxes to them, Quentin. That's a serious problem, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah. We'll talk to you some other time,
Quentin.
Kill them
all. That's what the Army's about.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And thanks for calling in on a day that you can't listen live there in Indianapolis. So you always can online if we talk live.
It was nice of him calling.
It's Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And again, we will be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a